and let's hasten to Montreal in Canada, the third day of the World Swimming Championships, the major event of the day, and some would say the whole event is about to start. So let's go live to Chris Mitchell at poolside.
Yes, thanks very much, Colin. Yes, it's the 200 metres freestyle final for the men. Michael Phelps at last up against Grant Hackett of Australia. They're just taking their training clothes off now, putting them in their blue baskets, getting ready for what is the highlight of an evening that's already been packed with excitement. Kate Ziegler in lane one started fast in the 1500 metres women competition. She took the lead there and never let up, and she steadily drew the breath out of her rivals in a really stunning, brilliant display from a 17-year-old, beating Flavia Rigamonti of Switzerland in second and third place, Brittany Reimer of Canada. The crowd here, largely American, were going absolutely bonkers. They were silenced in the very next race when Zimbabwe's Kirsty Coventry, also swimming in lane one, I should mention, took gold in the women's 100 metres backstroke ahead of the favourite from the United States, Natalie Coughlin, relegated to third, actually, behind Anshi Bosholty of Germany. She already had a silver, of course, from yesterday in the 200 individual medley, and she wasn't really expecting to take gold tonight, but she was absolutely delighted to do so. Now, Grant Hackett and Michael Phelps, who's in lane four, are now getting ready to start this race. And I don't know whether you'll be able to stay with us here on BBC World Service for the whole race. Of course, it's 1 minute 44 is about the length of time it takes, Colin, for this race to be completed. And away they go. And a great start from Phelps, who takes up the early running. He's about half a length already up on the rest of the field here. A long way to go, of course, 4 lengths of this pool. We're on St. Helen Island in Canada with dark thunderclouds looming overhead. They've been here all day, actually. It's been a very hot and sticky day, and we're in for a stormy and very close race as Michael Phelps, half a length up on the field. Grant Hackett back in second place. In lane seven, Rick Needling of South Africa. The Africans are having an amazing time at these championships. Already Usama Maluwi of Tunisia has got 2 medals. Kirsty Coventry of Zimbabwe has picked up 2 medals here. And Rick Needling has done the first 100 in double quick time. He's second behind Phelps, with Grant Hackett in lane six in third. Those are the three to watch. There's just about 60 meters to go as they come up to the final turn. It's Michael Phelps without a medal so far in this championships. He looked totally out of sorts in the 400 free. He failed to qualify for the final. The crowd are absolutely ballistic. As I said, most of them American, trying to draw Michael Phelps to the end here. He's about half a length up on Grant Hackett, who's digging in with all his endurance. He's digging in with every length into Michael Phelps' narrow lead. Rick Needling of South Africa in third is trying to hold on to the bronze, but it's Michael Phelps takes his first gold of the championships here in Montreal. That's one on the board for him. He won't get the 8 he wanted, but that's one of the 7 that he might get.
Thank you. That was Chris Mitchell at the World Swimming Championships in Montreal, and that's the sport for now.
Thanks very much indeed, Colin. What a race. Hey, Max.